Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. If you're a service provider that's quoting their services, I'm sure you don't want to be spending all that time quoting for an ideal client for them as a client to tell you after, no, it's not for me. If your challenge is maybe currently with the quoting is that you're spending a lot of time trying to customize your quotes because you do custom services. Maybe it's websites, maybe it's design or construction, and every project is different, and you're thinking, okay, how can I make sure that the price is fair and so on? And you're going back and forth before you send the quote. Or if you're spending not only a lot of time, but also after that, your conversion rate is not really as high as you would like to, and you're going like even in your mind back and forth on the price, questioning it, wondering what's the right price to quote the client so it's not too low, so you're not doing, you know, your services for free, but also not too high. Today, I have three tips for you and three things you can improve in order for your quote process to be easier, faster, but also your conversion rates to go up. So the first thing is when you first meet with your client on a call or, you know, initial consultation or a visit, you need to lead that conversation. And through leading, I mean, not you talking most of the time, but you asking enough questions and in-depth questions to your clients so they can give you all the information that you need to then prepare a quote that's custom-made for them, that addresses their challenges, their pain points, and really solves their problem, right? So then when they see, they're like, oh my God, this is for me. I want this. The second thing is you want to streamline your quoting process in a way where you have some templates, some foundation from which you work, and you are not reinventing the wheel all the time, even if every quote is custom. The more you have of that, the more you can then, when you're in the quoting process, you can just focus on customizations and on individual client than trying to do at this big project, reinventing the wheel all the time. It will save you so much time, and it will again allow you to focus on details and not on foundation that just should be there. And then the third tip is you need to be sold on the value of your proposal, on the value of the services you're offering, the solution, the delivery, and the price before you present it to the client. You can't expect the client to believe in your solution and the pricing more than you do. And hey, if you need help with these three steps, that's what I do with my clients as part of the Top CEO continuous success recipe. We go through those things. We streamline those things. We really make sure that you have the best and the, even if it's the most custom process for your clients, so your conversion rates go up, the time you spend on it goes down, and you feel confident about serving the clients you love. So if that sounds like something that can help you, I'm happy to help. Book a sales conversation with me through the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at Maggie@StairwayToLeadership.com. See you in the next episode.